Cher warns Biden, "Women are the future, don't fuck with us." By Ben Q on June 8, 2019. Pop star Cher warned Joe Biden to align himself with left-wing women on issues like abortion after the Democratic presidential frontrunner indicated earlier this week that he would not support repeal of the Hyde Amendment. On Wednesday, Biden said that he would not repeal the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits the federal government from providing taxpayer funding for abortions. However, Biden backtracked on his position, saying just a day later that he believed health care was a fundamental right and that he could no longer support an amendment that makes that right dependent on someone's zip code. "I've been working through the finer details of my health care plan like others in this race. And I've been struggling with the problems that Hyde now presents," the former vice president said at a rally on Friday. "I can't justify leaving millions of women without access to the care they need and the ability to exercise their constitutionally protected right." Biden's initial position drew anger from Cher, who claimed that he had made a major mistake in his campaign. "Joe made major mistake," she said. "Women who can afford abortions should pay. Those women who can't pay should be offered free birth control, Plan B, abortion pill, and safe abortion. Women are the future now. Don't f*ck with us, fellas." The 72-year-old singer, who endorsed Hillary Clinton in 2016, has long been vocal about her support for the current Democratic frontrunner. Last December, she said that she would love to see a joint ticket of Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris, DCA. "I know Joe Biden and I know him to be a really great man," she declared at the time. "I would love to see him with someone young." In April, she also defended Biden against claims that he had repeatedly touched women inappropriately, saying that him giving her a hug didn't make her feel uncomfortable. "Once spent time talking to Joe Biden in his office. I asked pointed questions," she wrote on Twitter. "As time passed, I found him forthright, kind, and smart. At meetings, and he walked me to the and gave me a hug. I was fine with it, but that was my experience. He must commit to beware and care about women's space." Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.